Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers the Treasury Regulation on Rental Activity Classification, issued in 1988. Let me explain how it works. Section 469 splits income and losses into two buckets, passive and non-passive. Passive losses usually cannot offset wages or business income. The statute says rental activities are automatically passive no matter how much work the owner does. But the law left it to the Treasury to define what counts as a rental activity. The Treasury did that in 1988. The temporary regulations created rules to decide when an activity is not a rental. One section lists six exceptions. The first exception, and the most important for short-term rentals, is the 7-day average rule. Here is the key rule. If the average time a customer uses the property is 7 days or less during the year, the activity is not a rental. That means the automatic passive label does not apply. The loss is then tested like any other business. If the owner materially participates, the loss is non-passive and can offset wages or business income. This is the foundation of the short-term rental strategy. A cost segregation study on a short-term rental can create a big first-year loss. Whether that loss can help you depends on two things: meeting the 7-day average and proving material participation. But here is what it does not mean. Passing the 7-day test alone is not enough. You still need to show you worked in the business. Without material participation, the loss stays passive. Also, the 7-day rule is an average for the whole year. A few long-term bookings can push the average over 7 days and block the exception. This regulation is cited in tax summaries for short-term rental studies. It is not enough to say passive activity rules apply. The study must point to the specific 7-day exception directly. That is how the position becomes defensible. The rule also does not care about real estate professional status. It is a separate path. That is why it works for many owners who do not qualify as real estate professionals. But the records must be kept. Every year you must track guest stays and calculate the average. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property meets the 7-day test and material participation rules, review the legal analysis section of your report.